y give. You know, God has to do this, or I have to be able to just click on that guy. We're not like that with anything else. I mean, come on. Let's just say, there's probably no God, so why are you worrying about God? Just enjoy your life. Imagine if the Food and Drug Administration took that approach. They put labels on food and read, the levels of insecticides and poison in this package are probably safe. So just stop worrying and enjoy what could be your last meal. Or would you buy a product, a television, a computer, a car from a salesman who said, but it'll probably work. Just give me the money now and the meal will be done. Or would you fly on a plane? Anyway, that's another issue. But let's imagine the pilot says over the loudspeaker right over there, as far as I know, hearing our flight engines will probably work. We'll probably have enough fuel to get to our destination, and I can probably land the plane when we get there. No way! Get me off of this plane!
Registry of the citizens.
of God's law. Turn me to Romans chapter 2, verse 15. Since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. This is speaking about the book of God's law, which we have all heard. Inside, we know that we are sinners. Inside, we know we miss the Lord.
God knows it all!
secret things. And they will be called into account. There will be a judgment over those secret things. This is from Psalm 44:21. David writes, "Would not God find this out? For he knows the secrets."
Here's some good stuff I've done. That's not code.
this community work. Day after day, they put forth miles, mile after mile, they swear. In your speech, your language, your voice is not. See, the enemy deemed that they have the truth of God. They have the revelation that God presents to them. And the question is, what will they do with it? Even if they had not clearly heard the gospel of Christ, they would not believe the gospel of conscience, but the gospel of creation. The unbelievable will be judged and found guilty, not because they have refused to believe the gospel, but because they refuse to believe. Says in Romans 1:20, although they have clearly seen and understood that what has been made, they were without excuse. This is Charles Darwin, the whole theory of evolution. This is from his autobiography. A lot of his thinking dealt with the fact that he grew up in the church. Here's what he had to say. He said, I can hardly see how anyone ought to wish Christianity to be true. For if so, the plain language of the text seems to show that the men who do not believe, and this would include my father, brother, and almost all my close friends, will be everlastingly punished. He couldn't deal with that fact, so he said, I've got to find some teaching, some truth that will push God aside and take God out of the equation. But the problem is, you can't take God out of the equation. God is there. And we cannot discount God or close our hearts and our ears to God because He's there. And one day, every knee will bow and every knee will confess the glory of God. We'll either do that voluntarily or we'll be forced. Thank you.